radio listeners, and welcome to this program of the R.G. Hardy Ministries. As we come your way today proclaiming, yes, souls are crying and men are dying. Won't you help us to win the lost? This is Sister Sharon Knotts thanking you for tuning into the program today, and I know that you're going to be especially blessed by today's message by my father, Brother Hardy, the three foolish lovers. Paul wrote to Timothy that the last days would be perilous times, and he described 18 characteristics of the people who live in this age before the coming of Jesus Christ. And among them, he identified three foolish lovers, lovers of self, lovers of money, and lovers of pleasures. And he added, rather than lovers of God. This truly is a word of the Lord for us today. I'll be back at the end of the program to tell you how you can get a copy of this message, The Three Foolish Lovers.
I want to satisfy myself that can't be satisfied. You take somebody who loves food, and the more they eat, the more they want. I know my brother was telling me about this young person, and he said he was the hugest person he ever seen. And all he did was eat and eat and eat and eat and eat. And somebody told him, says, you know, you're killing yourself. He said, I don't care, I love it. You can't satisfy your lust. And they love the money. They got to get the money. They don't care who they knock down, who they flim-flam. You want to get an example of it? The most poorest peoples in the ghettos in our city, underprivileged. And who do the drug merchants go after? Who do they go after? Those poor people. And those guys don't care if they make them an addict. In fact, they want them to be an addict. To get them, they'll give them a little bit first. Because they want that money. They wanted to splash gold hanging down their necks until they get a broken neck. They want to stretch limousine and all the clothes and all that proud, arrogant, heady, high-minded, fierce, blow you apart. They prey on the poor. We had a big deal. These guys grabbing up houses, called it flipping, selling it to the poor for outrageous, charging outrageous interest. And of course, they get the money so they can satisfy their self that wants pleasures. We're living in a pleasure-crazed day. Pleasures. If you got the gambling habit to woo you up to Jersey, they'll send you a free bus to take you, give you a meal, and I don't know how much they're giving you now to start off with. How much money to start you off. And especially, they go for the women because they're nuts about the one-armed bandits. Because they know that the house is fixed to win. You can't beat the house. The only way that you can beat the house, and if you've got a gambling demon, you won't, is if somebody spent all their money and they were one bet away from winning, you went in and hit it, and then you got it and left, but you ain't going to leave. When you leave, you ain't going to have nothing. Because you can't satisfy that gambling demon. Who plays the numbers more than anybody? I mean, it was so great a few years back that the pastor in the pulpit was given the number today by John 3:16. I'm not exaggerating. They were waiting for the pastor to give. He said, the first verse I quote is the number for the day. Pleasures. Satisfy the flesh that can't be satisfied. Spend your life trying to get money. You know, if you would hit the jackpot or the lottery for $1 million, you'd go crazy with the money. You'd be out of your happy mind. You know, you wouldn't know what to do. You, first of all, those things that you thought you want, you'd run out and get it. How many say amen? You get the fancy clothes, you get a house, you get a fancy car. You might take a trip here and there, but you wouldn't know what to do. That money would kill you. Amen. You know what it'd be like? How many knows the Midas company to fix your car? Don't they call it Midas mufflers? Now they advanced into brakes and all the other stuff. See, it's Midas because everything they touch is going to cost you. Do you know that tale about the Midas, King Midas? King Midas said, I want the gift that everything I touch would turn to gold. He thought that would be a... How many would like that? Yeah, you would. You'd go, yeah, don't tell me nothing. You try to figure out, I'll figure out a way how to get this money. And then if you love food, you're in big shape, bad shape, because if you touch the food, it's going to turn into gold. Everything would be gold. How many say amen? Well, you couldn't even hug your children and your grandchildren. Amen? The Midas touch, a curse. See, I believe the Lord looked down in the beginning and he put us everyone in the standing and status where he wanted us to be. The station in life that he wanted us to be in. And he gave us the ability to be able to produce that which is sufficient for us. Our need. See, to me, money is not a lust. It's a tool to lift up the Lord and get the gospel out. If I didn't need the money to get gospel out, I wouldn't want any money. I don't want to have money so I can put it in the bank account and say I got $1 trillion. What good is it? How many's out there? There's an old Jewish proverb that says this: God, don't give me poverty lest I curse you. And then it says, don't give me riches lest I forget you. See, the rich forget God. They don't need God. What do they need? I mean, they got $1 million in the bank and all that goes with being a rich. They don't need anything materially. They got it made. What do they need God? They don't have to depend on God for their bread. The only time they're going to need God is when they get cancer. Or if they would live a life healthy and die healthy, they would need God to be their savior. Money can't save you, brother. The Bible says you came naked in the world, and when you leave, you're leaving the same way. You ain't going to take it with you. You can't take it with you. I don't know how this little illustration will go, but the person died, and people were putting diamonds and all kind of wealth in there and money. This one guy come up and gathered all the wealth and the money and pulled out a checkbook and signed a check and threw it in. And that guy would never cash that check. The only thing that's going to last out of this life when you go is what you've done for Christ. All the rest is going to be burned up. You either got works that are permanent, eternal, that are like silver, gold, and precious stones, or else you're going to be wood and stubble and hay, and God's going to put the fire to it. And only what's done for Jesus is going to last. Are you out there? But like I've been saying all my life when God revealed it to me, what being rich is having what you need when you need it. Somebody was telling me recently that they went to a neighborhood to deliver some furniture. In order to get there, it took them an hour because the woman had to go through 100 doors, locking them and unlocking them. Better is the poor man with a little bit than the rich man with a lot without God. Now, the ones that find themselves in life poor are going to be made use by the rich. They're going to be oppressed by the rich. And God hates that. And if you are blessed, then you need to give to the poor. Because the Bible said if you give to the poor, you're lending to the Lord. He's going to give you back. You know, every time we send money over to the orphanage in Kenya and our work there, it's spread. We got a satellite orphanage now up further away with 200 and some children. We've almost got the orphanage in where we built it that sleeps 500 absolutely full. How many say amen? And spreading out. Every time we do it, God blesses. Some of you seen how small the crowd is. You'd never believe how much money that we put out to reach souls. Sure doesn't come from the offerings in this church. But God always touches somebody, because in the beginning, he knew that he was going to call me to this ministry. He knew that he was going to give me this work. He knew what he wanted me to do, and he put everything I need right there in heaven, an inheritance, and when I need it, then God dispenses it. Because it's one thing, when you give people too much, they always waste it. If some people, if God would give you all that you need January the 1st to live the whole year, January the 2nd, you'd be saying, come on, welfare. Because you'd blow it, people would flim-flam you out of it. Are you out there? Fifth verse said, after being high-minded, you know, when they get that money and the prestige with it, they ain't going to come around and see you no more. I mean, how many of you ever found out in your family to get money and all of a sudden they don't want to name my poor cousin? I want to be around them. I'm going to be with the hoi polloi, the 400, the who's who. Said, these people have a form of godliness. They claim to be Christians. Ooh, when you were amazed, that's who these people are. He's talking about Christians. Everybody say amen. Let's see who are these Christians. They're in danger. They're in peril. They'll be lovers of their own self. Covetous are lovers of money. Boasters of what they got. Proud. Blasphemers. Disobedience to parents. Unthankful. Unholy. Without natural affections, no love for their families. And also this covers homosexuality without natural affections. Truce breakers, false accusers, incontinent, that means without self-control, raging, fierce, despisers of those that are good because that'll bring conviction on them. They don't want to be convicted, you know? When you get this, the other people used to be your friends. Somebody said, boy, what's going to happen? You're going to have to give up all your friends. You don't have to give up all your friends. As soon as you get it, you ain't got no friends. They done gave you up. They see you on the street and they're going across the street.
Amen. What a word in due season by Brother Hardy, the three foolish lovers. I know you have been arrested by the Holy Spirit to receive these words of admonition and wisdom for the last days. The time has come for you to ask yourself, what kind of lover am I? Am I a lover of self, a lover of money, a lover of pleasures, or am I truly a lover of God and the things of God? Because you and I can never be satisfied with the things of this world, because you cannot satisfy the immortal soul with mortal things. Jesus warned that it would be the love of money and the deceitfulness of lust and riches that would cause many of his own people to lose out. Yet so many ignore this warning and heap to themselves teachers who preach a gospel of greed. Paul said they count gain as godliness. To them, the fact that they are prospering is proof that they are blessed of God. But Paul said, turn away from these, because it is godliness with contentment. It is godliness with the sufficiency of your needs supplied that is great gain. Where is your treasure? Jesus said, where your treasure is, your heart is. He did not say, where your heart is, your treasure is, because your heart follows your treasure. You need this complete message. And for a love offering of $10 or more for the radio ministry, you can receive it on audio tape or CD. Ask for offer number 305T for tape or 305CD for CD. Write to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203. Remember, for three foolish lovers, ask for 305T for tape or 305CD for CD, and send your love gift of $10 or more to Brother Hardy, P.O. Box 1744, Baltimore, Maryland 21203.